Welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church. If you are blessed by this radio ministry and would like to help support it, your gift will be greatly appreciated. Gifts may be sent to Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana. On March the 28th, Trinity is hosting Lifeline Family Services. It will be here doing the screenings. If you are interested, please call our church at 812-523-3072. On Saturday, April the 9th at 10 a.m., we will be hosting an Easter egg hunt here at the church at 333 South Chestnut Street for ages 0 to 12. Please join us for lots of fun. On Sunday, April the 10th, from 4 to 7, Trinity United Methodist will be hosting an event for children and their families. This event is Rise Up for Jesus. Join us on high-flying Easter adventures as we celebrate that Jesus is alive. During this interactive program, kids and grown-ups alike will experience loads of memorable Easter fun and excitement. All the while, they discover the true events surrounding Jesus' death and the resurrection. Families will explore the wonderful puzzle of Easter at each station through the challenging events, unique experiences, and the fun gizmos designed to remind families that Jesus is alive. Our choir will sing this morning, Sweet Spirit. Our scripture this morning is from 2 Corinthians 5, 16 through 21, and that's on page 1145 in your pew Bible. So from now on, we regard no one from the worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Our sermon this morning is Salvation by Pastor Angela Armstrong.
Good morning. Despite the zest to adapt when things go amiss in the human body or mind, a self-alienation, a sense of being unacceptable, can ooze into our spirits. Part of this self-disliking grows from the disappointment of lost dreams and precedes the discovery of a new purpose. The need to find other ways to manage spawns some of the "I am not okay" in anyone who encounters a significant life change. Did you know that a cell phone for a non-visual person cost 5 times the amount of a cell phone for you and I? And the cost for a device for a non-visual person to test their glucose has an outrageous price tag along with that. Anger. With the cost of time, money shortage, and lengthening list of tools necessary just to function contributes. The normal grieving process of loss undercuts joy and what was once a fervent sense of expectation now begins to sag. With the words from her song, "Into the Dark," youth artist Anna Hill sings, "When my lights are out, I can't see my way. The darkness so overwhelming that all I can do is long for the light of day." Then, at a critical moment, along came a four-pawed creature called a dog guide, who wheedled her way into the scowl on Dee's face and turned everything around. From the beginning of their team, leader dog Dolly endorsed her partner's validity and vigor. Her every action spoke, "You are acceptable to me and I love you. Go ahead and be who you are. I love you. I love you as you are. Therefore, you will be able to love yourself again and accept yourself just as you are. I love you." Powerful words that can turn each and every human heart around, knowing that they are cared for, loved, accepted, and valued. "I will neither let go of you, nor will I desert you in your journey. I love you." We each hear these words from Christ Jesus, if we are willing to listen. The strength of these clear, non-verbal messages gave the human partner of leader dog Dolly the permission to be who she is. Again, a powerful event. As far as Dee was concerned, God had sent this dog with these particular caring, compassionate attributes at just this time solely for her, to reconcile her unto herself and to reconcile her unto her good and loving God. The woman began to comprehend at a level of soul the kindness of an incarnate God. She revived her created self, the person that she recognized. She again began to practice the fine art of "I can" versus "I can't do it. I can't do this anymore." When we tell ourselves, "I can't do this anymore," it begins to eat away at our spirit. When we begin telling ourselves, I can do anything through the power of Christ that resides in me, we begin to uplift ourselves, both in the moment and for the future. Dolly's unconditional love and open acceptance were at once an antidote for the venom of self-loathing and a vaccine against unacceptability. She no longer felt unacceptable, for she could participate in community. In becoming a teammate with the once dejected woman, the dog guide transformed a solitary journey into one within community. Healing takes place in community. This is what reconciliation is all about. We bring ourselves to accept ourselves. We settle some inner argument that had suggested that our once broken parts have made us broken and unworthy people. As we become reconciled to ourselves, we also become reconciled and come into alignment and harmony with our good and gracious and loving Father. Reconciliation presupposes that we have had a previous relationship. Reconciliation also notices that that relationship is salvageable. Any relationship that has been broken and torn can be salvageable using the precepts of reconciliation. Here God enters the drama of reconciliation. One may think resolution of dis-ease is one person enterprise, but it is not. In order for us to reconcile ourselves to ourselves, we must have God's love. In order for us to be reconciled unto a good and gracious and holy God, we must have Christ Jesus, who took the sin of the world upon himself, so that we could stand before a blameless and holy God. Reconciliation is difficult. Reconciliation must be from God and between one another, or between those who have left the church. Reconciliation must be considered a ministry. Reconciliation is effortful at best, if not impossible, for us to reconcile ourselves by ourselves. We have a high priest who reconciled us unto our Father. The starting point of our ministry of reconciliation is a perception. From now on, therefore, anytime we hear therefore in the Bible, we must think something has gone on before that. Paul tells the Corinthians, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though once we knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. If we are no longer to regard anyone from a human point of view, then you and I will see ourselves and others with different eyes. Perhaps Paul meant with these words that we must all try to see ourselves and others through the eyes of God. How differently would we regard ourselves if we could see ourselves through the eyes of God? How differently would we regard one another if we saw ourselves through the eyes of God, or if at the very least we saw ourselves as children of God? How differently would we respond to one another? Paul might mean also that we are to look for the presence of God in each person that we encounter. Think about that. What would happen in the evolution of human relationships were we to look first for God's presence in an individual or within ourselves? Paul might suggest even further, as we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God does, that we are to see and accept all people with their human frailties as children of God, blessed, loved, and cherished by God Almighty. In today's passage, Paul speaks about God's hand in saving us from ourselves. Paul talks about God saving us for ourselves. Paul mentions reconciliation five times in this simple passage. First, he says that God reconciled us unto himself through Christ, verse 18. Then again in verse 18, he says that God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, Paul explains further, in Christ, God was reconciling the world unto himself, not counting their trespasses against them. 19. Paul then says that God reconciling us to himself through Christ also meant entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. God saves us not only from ourselves, but for others. Salvation from and salvation to others. Finally, Paul urges, and entreat us on the behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God, because we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. Verse 21, we are ambassadors for Christ because God works through us that we might reconcile one unto another. God will translate one heart unto another, but we must put forth the effort for that reconciliation process. Rather than reconcile the people of the world to each other, which is a task of the people of the world to work out, Christ reconciled the world unto himself. He took upon our sins. He took upon our frailties. He took upon our mishaps. He took it all upon himself so that we might be reconciled unto God the Father. For we cannot stand before a holy God without sin having been removed from us. We have entrusted the message of reconciliation as ambassadors. But this way of serving is given within this frame of reference, the way of Christ. If we live the way of Christ, we naturally are ambassadors for Christ, pointing people towards God. So if anyone, I love this passage, verse 17, so if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. That means that each and every one of us are a new creation this day. We are in Christ Jesus. What we once did, the sins that we once committed, has passed away. Reconciliation means a moving on. We are always moving on, not backward. We cannot return to Genesis chapter 1 because life changes us inside and out. Instead, we discover the reconciliation is rebirth of hope. We move into a new Genesis, that of a new beginning. God continually makes all things new, and continually making all things new has everything to do with bringing us to this new place in our lives. When God reconciles, God reunites our whole creation to its creator. When we involve ourselves in a ministry of reconciliation, we return the world to God's self. Reconciliation is not isolation, but it is also a saving for a sense of purpose that emerges. Paul phrases this purpose as our being ambassadors for Christ. That will call for a few changes in how we live. In order for us to be ambassadors for Christ, we need to remember that there is a world that is watching, that there is a world that desperately wants what we have. But first they're going to test us. First they're going to say, Do you really live out what you say you believe? And they will put you to the test. And we are to turn to Christ and to follow the way of Christ, to react, to respond, to love, to be like Him, so that those who so desperately, really and truly want what Christ has to give can get past all of their excuses and to find their purpose within Him. This assignment tells us that God, Christ, needs us to carry out God's design for unity among neighbors, down the hall, across the street, and across the oceans. The Christ dimension that we take on in becoming ambassadors for Christ makes all the difference to the world. It is our nature to tally up our own trespasses, to remember each slight of word, each harm of hand. And those of others of all time have the same nature. Christ, God, asks us to forgive not only their errors, but the errors that have gone on in the past from our fathers and our forefathers. We are called to forgive them, and in so forgiving them, we begin a process of reconciliation. What a huge difference exists between our smallness of heart and the generosity of Christ, giving, loving, sustaining heart. This is the difference that being in relationship with Christ makes. In spite of everything, God is continually making all things new. This reconciliation has little to do with changing what cannot be changed, what is aged and what is worn out or what is broken in us. What we can do is allow the parts of us that even though our mind, our body, and our spirit may begin giving out, we can allow the parts of us that can be touched deeply by Christ to be changed. And in so doing so, people watch us, and they begin a transformative process of change themselves. In the beginning and in the middle and at the end, God is still God. A God who cares deeply for each and every one of us. Deeply enough to save us from ourselves. Deeply enough to save us for ourselves. So that we might serve others. In the words again of the young songwriter Anna Hill. One light shining in this dark place makes a world of difference, leaving its trace. And only by Christ alone can that be done.